Yours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we hear from a lifelong campaigner who explains how good management of our seas is one of the most powerful tools Ireland has in fighting climate change. Marine biologist Jack O'Donovan Traw from Clonakilty explains where his love for the sea comes from.
In West Cork, it's hard not to have a connection to the sea. Like, we were born and reared on the main street there in Clonakilty. But, you know, we spent all our spare time either out in the Red Strand or down at Inchidani or places like that. So it really was just developed from that age. And I went on to university then to study zoology and botany, but focusing really on marine plants and animal sciences.
After university, Jack started doing various different types of research, instilling the love he has for the oceans and seas.
In my summers, I'd be kind of working all during the year, and I'd go off researching then in the summer on internships, researching everything from sea turtles in Greece to humpback whales and killer whales in British Columbia and the west coast of Canada, and would spend months on end out in remote places researching kind of marine life. And from there, being out in some of the wildest parts of the world, in the northwest of Canada, there's places where only Indigenous people really have ever gone. And I was privileged enough to be brought to those places by my friends from the Indigenous villages in the area. And what shocked me was we were researching these magnificent creatures like humpback whales that were swimming 2 feet from the shore with their calves, and killer whales who came in their family groups to fish in their territorial waters. And we were visiting these places, but what I was shocked by was when we visit these beaches, and there's beaches on these islands, right? There's only wolves and bears living on these islands. And you would be 3 foot deep in microplastics. You know, the place would be absolutely trashed by kind of, I suppose, the hand of human beings, when human beings really had never even been to these places, except for the local Indigenous people. So at that stage, I realized I kind of moved out of research and decided to go into the communications and campaigning side of it, because I realized we have to change the ways we're behaving at home to benefit biodiversity on a global scale.
Jack is the communication officer at Fair Seas, a coalition of Ireland's leading ENGOs and environmental networks. He hopes to bring the message of ocean protection to a wide audience in an engaging and impactful way.
We're campaigning at the government to create these protected areas, which are basically, the marine protected areas are like national parks but in the sea. And the Irish government has committed under international obligations to protect 30% of Irish waters with these marine protected areas by 2030. So far, they are very far behind on their targets. They said they'd have 10% protected by 2020. However, in 2020, the government had only protected 2%. And when I say protected, they were protected on paper only. So there was no management plans, there was no funding, there was no oversight. You know, I've met harbour masters in West Cork who don't even know where the boundaries to these special areas of conservation, these SACs, are. You know, so it's quite worrying to see the lack of progress. So we started to really put the pressure on the government to take this issue seriously, because when it comes to climate change, the ocean really is our greatest ally. And in Ireland, we have an ocean territory out to sea. So the Irish Exclusive Economic Zone, so that's the waters we have jurisdiction over out to sea, is 7 times larger than the island of Ireland. So that is a phenomenal amount of responsibility we have to look after the ocean. And being an island, so much of our life depends on the ocean, even from the fact that 50% at least of the oxygen that we breathe is generated by the ocean, and should be cause enough for us to do all we can to protect it, especially in the face of climate change and warming oceans and biodiversity loss.
Fair Seas has published the interim results of its first ocean literacy survey, which shows that 45% of people are concerned about the health of our marine environment. The study was launched this summer to find out how well people in Ireland know the water around us and how they use them. More than 90% of people support the creation of marine protected areas. So what needs to happen now to bring this to reality?
We need biodiversity to recover. It's not enough today to say that we need to protect biodiversity, because biodiversity is at such low levels and most of our populations are declining that we need to give them a chance to actually recover before we can say we're going to protect them. They need to actually, you know, we need to restore populations. And so we really need to make sure that the governments take this seriously and that they really enact this legislation as quickly as possible, because, you know, we have no time to lose when it comes to climate change, and 2030 is not a long way away. So we're just really calling that they can enact strong legislation that will give us good oversight, good management and good funding to allow these areas to be properly managed so biodiversity can recover and society can get the maximum amount of benefits from the recovery of biodiversity possible.
To learn more about the importance of our oceans, visit Fair Seas Online or check the show notes of this episode.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.